The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, The Power of Second Acts. No matter your age or current employment status, you can still redesign your own life and take control of your brilliant career. Last year, I was inspired by stories of women who had found their purpose by successfully making bold career transitions. The Power of the Pivot originally appeared in the March-April 2021 issue of Essence, and the testimonies included made me reflect on my own career, going from lawyer to writer and editor, and now to entrepreneur. What many people don't share when relating their pivot stories are the hard intervening years that lead to those transformative days and nights, years when you're not just changing careers, but yourself as well. For me, pivoting was an ongoing cycle. First, discovering my values as an individual, then learning what would no longer serve me as I went from one stage to the next. Of course, the ultimate goal was to find my life's purpose. Sounds simple enough, right? But as my journey didn't come with an aha moment or a single career decision. In fact, it was quite the opposite. As I felt myself evolving in every facet of life, I outgrew relationships, attitudes, and even experiences I had once enjoyed. From a career perspective, I discovered what I loved doing even when money wasn't a factor, and that took me down two definitive paths. As an editor, I am able to tell stories on behalf of the voiceless, amplifying their truths and often impacting the lives of the subjects themselves. And as the co-founder of the digital health company, HUED, which connects people of color with culturally competent medical care providers, I have become a champion for health equity in the midst of a global pandemic, working to transform a system that's been broken for far too long. While many might have pivoted from one path to the other, going from editor to founder, I've taken on the challenge of following both calls, and I've embraced the freedom that comes with shedding old ideas about what my life should look like as a 34-year-old woman. Although my journey hasn't been linear, perhaps the most important aspect of the story is that, along with my dual path, I found not only purpose, but joy. As you lean into your own pivot, whether in your career or in navigating relationships, here are a few insights I've gleaned on my journey that may help you on yours. First, you will have to grieve the loss of who you think you should be in order to become who you are meant to be. Change can be like shedding old skin. Until you accept your new layer, you will never reach your full potential. It will no doubt take therapy, prayer, and a whole lot of trial and error to finally step into what's best for your future self. But remember, the only constant in life is change. No matter how strong or resilient you believe you are, things around us are continually evolving, and ultimate success often requires us to stay flexible and take a deep leap of faith.
It is also critical to manage negative self-talk. I've been there, had to do that. You'll find that by recognizing, addressing, and preventing this type of harsh inner language, you will save yourself untold anxiety as you chart your own path. Once you learn to replace the doubts with a more empowered and purposeful outlook, nothing can stand in the way of your pivot. The next article is titled 124 Black Women in Hollywood, From Influential Dealmakers to a New Era of Leading Ladies. They are forces to reckon with in film and TV, and they're making things happen. Tina Mowbray, Women of the Movement. Known for emerging as a sought-after filmmaker following her feature film debut, Mississippi Damned. Stella McGee, The Photograph, The Weeknd. Known for being taped by Disney to helm the upcoming Tiana series. Nana Mensa, Queen of Glory, The Chair. Known for winning the Tribeca Film Festival Award for Best Narrative Director and a special jury prize for artistic expression. Numa Perrier, Jezebel, The Perfect Find. Known for being taped to produce and star in the Audre Lorde biopic The Erotic. Dawn Porter, 50/50, known for human rights-based works that have touched on abortion, the Tulsa Massacre, and the life of John Lewis. Gina Prince-Bythewood, The Woman King, known for versatile storytelling that draws from the lived experiences of real-life Black women. Sally Richardson Whitfield, Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty, The Gilded Age, known for alluring direction of TV dramas that center Black women. Tasha Smith, BMF, known for extensive directing credits, P-Valley, BMF, Our Kind of People, after acting in several Tyler Perry films, and Jumping the Broom. The next article is titled, The Man Means Business. After 30 years in the entertainment industry, Method Man wants nothing more than to be taken seriously. Method Man begins our phone call with a dry, "What up?" I wonder if he will continue to be similarly tight-lipped throughout our interview. Thankfully, he isn't. Instead, with each passing minute, his engagement in the conversation deepens, as the talent, often affectionately referred to as simply Meth, graciously opens up about the various ways he's had to prove his worth to the doubters in his life, including himself. Understand, I was a Black boy living in some of the worst areas in New York, says the rapper turned actor, now 51, who was raised in the Clifton neighborhood of Staten Island. I've always felt like I wasn't enough. I've been told that from the gate. You don't belong here. Sometimes even without words. But as damaging as those messages were, such experiences also strengthened Method Man's ability to persevere as he fought to be taken seriously in Hollywood. Born Clifford Smith Jr., he started out in 1992 with the hip-hop collective Wu-Tang Clan. He was the first member of the group to debut his own solo project, 1994's Tycho, which reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Top R&B Hip Hop Albums charts. He went on to release additional group and solo albums, but By the early 2000s, the landscape had shifted. There was a changing of the guard in hip-hop, he explains. I was cool with that. I had to evolve with the business, and if that meant acting, so be it. I was going to throw all of my eggs in one basket. After drawing acclaim in the 1998 crime drama Belly, Method Man appeared in the HBO series Oz in 2001 and was cast in subsequent roles in Scary Movie 3, Soul Plane, and 2012's Red Tails. By 2015, he was ready to make acting his primary focus, but studio executives didn't exactly welcome him with open arms. The higher-ups, the so-called gatekeepers, didn't have much use for a 44-year-old rapper, he says. I guess my background turned some people off. Some people aren't willing to give you a chance, especially when you have already had one and you kind of squandered it. The wasted opportunity he's referring to is Method and Red, the short-lived Fox sitcom he starred in with fellow rapper Redman in 2004. We had our own show, he recalls. We had our own movie, 2001's How High. Our hearts weren't in it. We had one foot in and one foot out. You can't do that in this business. You have to be 10 toes down or not at all. Working with director Tom McCarthy on The Cobbler in 2014 gave Meth the clarity he needed to dedicate himself to the business in a new way. After that project, he moved to Los Angeles and slept on his manager's couch, deciding to really rough it out as an actor. I went on auditions, took classes, started working out, and things worked out really well for me, if I do say so myself, he states. Even if Meth doesn't say so, his credits, which in recent years have included recurring roles on Blue Bloods, The Deuce, and The Last OG, speak for themselves. So do the accolades. In 2021, Method Man won an NAACP Image Award for Best Supporting Actor in a Drama Series for his portrayal of Davis McLean on the Starz spinoff Power Book II, Ghost. He also has a recurring guest starring role in the epic series Godfather of Harlem. I went from being in the hot desert with James Franco for 3 weeks, working for nothing in the 2018 film Future World, to being in cold weather doing a scene with Forrest Whitaker for Godfather of Harlem, he says. That's a heck of a transition right there. Method Man has his sights set on an action film for his next part, though he says the powers that be aren't sure he's ready. I've done the training. I've done the fitness. Give me my Michael B. Jordan in Creed moment, he says. Perhaps they haven't seen his name consistently trend on Twitter, as fans today lust after him with the same fever they did when he hit the scene 30 years ago. I don't understand that, Meth admits. I go to the gym for my own peace of mind. I don't do it to become someone's sex symbol or a pinup on someone's wall. I do it for me. Still, he finds the adoration flattering. People like attention, he says. I'm the same as everybody else, but at the end of the day, take me seriously, not lightly. The next article is titled On Male Infertility. A reproductive endocrinologist explains how to discuss this sensitive topic with your partner and ways to identify issues and obtain treatment. Infertility is often thought of as a condition affecting only women, but according to the American Society of Andrology and the European Academy of Andrology, Black men are more likely than their white and Asian counterparts to have an abnormally low sperm count. So it's time for both women and men to become better informed about matters of reproductive health. Fertility, because of its connection to masculinity for some men, can be a difficult topic to address. For vlogger Candace Wright, the force behind the YouTube channel Fruitful, My Fertility Journey, her former partner's infertility struggles challenged their relationship. Despite the couple undergoing the process of in vitro fertilization, IVF, and successfully conceiving, she says he kept feeling that she resented him, and they struggled immensely to communicate about it. To help couples with this complex issue, we turn to an OBGYN, reproductive endocrinologist, infertility specialist, and founder of Hope Fertility in Alpharetta, Georgia. Here she offers insight on how to have the tough conversations and support each other along the way. Essence asks the question, what causes male infertility? Dr. O.A. responded, infertility in men may be caused by a variety of factors that we usually group into pre-causes, testicular causes, and post-testicular causes. Pre-testicular causes usually refer to hormonal abnormalities. Testicular causes are problems with the testes. Maybe the testes are not functional and sperm isn't being produced. Post-testicular causes occur when sperm is being produced, but there's a problem with it coming out. Sometimes male infertility is unexplained and we just don't know why. Essence asked, are there signs that a man could have fertility issues? The doctor responded, some disorders have certain physical characteristics that are classic signs of male fertility disorder, but for the vast majority of men, there are no symptoms. The best way to know is to do a semen analysis. If a man is under 35 years old and has been trying with his partner for a year, or he is over 35 and has been trying for 6 months, semen analysis is definitely indicated. Essence wanted to know, how can women approach this sensitive topic with their partner? The doctor responded, I suggest that women tell their partner, I'm getting checked out. I would like you to get checked out too. It takes two to make a baby, so involve your partner early. Tell him from the start that he needs to be evaluated with you, not after you. Essence wanted to know, what are some treatment options for men with fertility challenges? Dr. O.A. responded, treatments can include oral medication that male patients can take to bring up their count if their numbers are abnormal. Another common cause of male infertility is a dilated vein in the scrotum. So, repairing that surgically could cause the problem to be reverted. Also, correcting hormonal problems could restore fertility. The most advanced treatment is in vitro fertilization, sperm injection. IVF-ICSI, which was invented for males with very low sperm count or low sperm motility. This approach can usually overcome the most severe cases of male infertility. Essence asks the question, what general advice do you have for men as it relates to male infertility? The doctor responded, don't be afraid to get tested and don't delay getting evaluated. The next article is titled, From Madeira with Love, a solo visit to Portugal's island destination led lifestyle director Charlie Penn to a little-known paradise you must see to believe. Sometimes the best vacations are the ones you didn't realize you needed. Last fall, I visited Madeira, a breathtaking island chain off the mainland of Portugal. This island chain in the North Atlantic has long been a European tourist hotspot, but it's still relatively unknown to Americans. I went to beat the work-from-home burnout blues and then fell so hard in love I almost didn't leave. I had been intrigued after hearing the region described as the Hawaii of Europe, but wasn't prepared for the unmatched warmth and splendor that greeted me. Located 310 miles off the coast of Morocco and a short flight away from Lisbon, Madeira is Portugal's best kept secret and my new happy place. 1 5-day adventure there felt like 4 different vacations in one. Madeira's quaint charm, lush landscapes, and multiple microclimates from tropical beaches to windy, towering mountain peaks offer delights for everyone. I tasted wine at a oceanside vineyard resort while taking in incredible vistas, hiked for miles along a mountainside footpath by the sea, and swam in an ocean so blue I had to pinch myself to be sure I wasn't dreaming. All before day 3. Rich in culture and tradition, Madeira and its people surprise me at every turn. Come for the beauty, but stay for the feeling you get when you realize this is no fantasy. It's real. Where to stay? Pestana Carlton. Luxury is the standard in Madeira, and if you seek it, look no further than this 5-star cliff-top resort that boasts truly spectacular panoramic views of the sea and Funchal Bay. Take a refreshing dip arrival in the picturesque oceanfront pool, then soak up Madeira's year-round sun for hours from your spacious patio, which features a front row seat to the most incredible sunrise over the ocean. It's centrally located, just a short walk from Funchal's Botanical Gardens, Marina, fine dining, and local shopping. Bonus, you can book an in-suite massage. What to see and do. Have you ever watched the sunrise from above the clouds without leaving the ground? I hadn't either, until my memorable experience in Madeira. For this truly one-of-a-kind morning adventure, you'll have to start your day 90 minutes before daybreak and visit Madeira's third highest peak. I went with Adventureland Tours. If you're lucky enough to catch a clear morning, you'll witness an unforgettably beautiful sunrise. Venture into the deep blue sea, and I mean blue, for a truly immersive dolphin and whale watching tour. or hike through miles and miles of nature to see Madeira's famous irrigation systems that bring water from the north to the south coast. What to drink? Madeira wine and poncha. Yes, there is fine dining to satisfy all taste here, but the island is especially famous for Madeira wine, a local fortified wine offered in a range of dry to sweet blends and celebrated throughout the world, indulging in a glass or three at one of the many wine bars, restaurants, or vineyards is a must. And don't forget to try Madeira's punch or poncha, too, a delicious local favorite made of a sugarcane, brandy, lemon juice, and sugar or honey. It's stirred with a signature wooden poncha stick for a drink that is much stronger than it looks. The next article is titled 124 Black Women in Hollywood. Miss Carol, All-American Homecoming, known for receiving an NAACP Image Award nomination for outstanding writing in a drama series for the All-American episode Hustle and Motivate. Lee Davenport, Run the World, known for creating the Starz series and writing the Netflix film The Perfect Find. Sheila Duxworth, President CBS NAACP Production Partnership, known for overseeing development of diverse stories. Janice Duncan, A Love Song for Latasha, known for creating Firm Derivative Works, Inc., to tell stories centering Black life. Adani Ibu, Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, known for creating one of Sundance's must-see films with twin sister Adama. Gabrielle Glore, Sylvie's Love, known for serving as festival director for Urban World Film Festival. Regina Y. Hicks, The Upshaws, known for creating a comedy series for Barack and Michelle Obama's Higher Ground production company. Janet Jackson, Janet, known for telling her story in a two-part A&E documentary. Queen Latifah, The Equalizer.
Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.